Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge your creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. You see the anointing, and so yes. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you, God. All right. So, today, let's talk about developing a plan. I think for many, it's probably the hardest part, is to actually sit down and figure out exactly how to utilize the skills, talents, and abilities, how to break down all the little components that go into bringing about or creating the life that you desire. We get overwhelmed. Okay? And CSSN, and you start looking at all the things that should go wrong, and what if this and what if that, and we start worrying about what we don't know and how we're going to manage. What about our time? What about our family? What about money? And we start looking at all the excuses, and generally what happens is we end up talking ourselves out of developing a viable plan, a workable plan, okay? And we pretty much turn our backs on ourselves. That's what that is. Finally coming to the conclusion that it's just too much work, or I don't know how to get it done, or, again, we don't have time to fit it into our already busy schedule. Now, take it from somebody who has done this and who knows, okay, that you can get distracted easily. You can end up working for other people and doing things that you absolutely hate and hate yourself for doing, okay, because you're running away from living your purpose, living your assignment from God. The whole reason why you showed up on the planet. Okay? And you know better. You hate yourself every day when you have to get up and go do that same thing again. And you know you don't belong there. But what I find also is that one day you're just going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And finally, love yourself enough to finally give yourself the opportunity to live your dream. It takes a lot of courage. It does. And it sometimes goes against your spouse's approval and your parents, your friends, everybody is telling you You know, that's a nice pipe dream, but you need to stick with what works. And so you end up allowing them to talk you out of it. Or else you go into it halfway, you know, half-stepping. Okay? Not giving it everything you've got. Because you're doing it in your spare time rather than making it a full-time time objective. And you're just allowing yourself to be disciplined and you end up taking a little detour and you find yourself right back in that same little trap you're trying to get out of. Okay? If you know what all of your energy, your talent, your skills, your intelligence, all your love, all your spirit into living your dream, you're going to find that it will escape you and other people. Okay? Maybe even some of those same people who dissuaded you from living your dream to begin with. Well, snatch it out of the ether and live it themselves. Okay? So not only will you fail to live your dream, but you also have to live with the fact that other people are doing it instead. And that hurts. Developing a plan. Deciding what it is that you want to do and first deciding upon the outcome. It's just like writing an outline for a paper when you were in school. Okay? In college, you take the subject and you generally had to figure out what point it was that you wanted to prove, what side you were on, what did you want to stand up for, and what you wanted the conclusion to be. And then you develop an outline and all the purposes needed to lead to the conclusion. Well, it's the same thing in developing your plan. Your plan needs to say what your overall objective is, where it is you're trying to go. And then it needs to break down all the components that go into making that end result a reality. Okay? Now, you may be able to outline part 1, 2, 3. You may be able to do A, B, and C. You may have trouble breaking it down to 1, 2, and 3. But the fact is, when you keep your eye on the goal, the objective, the end result, okay, then you will find the universe will rise up to meet you part of the way in order to get you to the next. And you have to know that, okay? It's called having faith in that end result. It's also called having faith in the God of your understanding, okay? It's called knowing that you can direct that energy with such a force that it will take you in the direction that you want to go. So even if you don't know all the details, okay, even if you can't break it down to 1, 2, and 3, you got A, B, and C all set up underneath number one, and you can walk it through, you know, as gracefully as you need to, okay? Giving yourself the time, the ingenuity, the creativity, and the wherewithal to let it unfold without the distraction, without the detours, okay? Despite the rejection from the family and the friends and other loved ones, because there's always going to be a certain amount of fear in anything that anything new that you do, because you are, of course, questioning the outcome, and you're putting yourself out there. And sometimes, you know, our fear is ego laden. Okay? Maybe all of us, our fear is ego-laden. We are more concerned about how we're going to look if we fail than we are about having missed our mark. Sometimes we just don't want to look bad. We don't care whether we actually accomplish the thing we set out to. Most of the time, we just afraid of what other people are going to say about us and how are we going to recover from that, okay, kind of ridicule and condemnation, okay? And there's something wrong with that. There's something desperately wrong with that, okay? Certainly, we, if we explore it further, we will understand that it's not that we are even trying to put our all into our goal. Instead, we're worried about what other people think of us. And as long as you do that, you will find that you will get sabotaged. You will sabotage yourself. You will find ways in which you will miss your mark because you're not fully focused on your objective. Your plan of action is pretty much going to hell because you are focused on the other people. And that's the same thing that has prevented you from moving forward to begin with. Okay? All up until we reach like age 16, 17, 18, we are encouraged to explore different avenues and be as creative as possible, stand up, be an individual, okay? And use your skills, talents, and abilities. Let's see what you are good at. And, you know, you can be anybody you want to be. And then, I don't know, it's like something happens the moment you become an adult. And all of a sudden, it's like, get yourself a skill, get a job, go do this, go do that. And you are no longer at liberty to figure it out. So you go off to college, you know, with one intention. And while you're there, and this is why so many people change their major because they find out, you know, this really doesn't turn me on. Yeah, I really don't see myself doing this for the rest of my life. Okay? So, let's change your mind. Change your major. Okay? And you start looking at other options. But you really, you know, aren't sure because, you know, nothing is really satisfying and fulfilling. I tell you right now, and I won't even make this hard, okay? Most of us already know by the time we're 7 to 10 years old what we want to be, do, and have. Most of us already know our purpose in life. Okay. Most of us already remember our assignment from God. Okay? But it is because of our teachers, our training, our past, our influences, our experiences, our friends, the cliques, the distractions, all of these things that end up taking us in so many different directions that we end up, rather than pursuing our original objective, what we end up doing is trying to figure out what the right thing is for us to do. Okay? I tell you a secret. Okay? When you get 50 and 60 years old, you will understand that the right thing was the thing that you wanted to do to begin with. Okay? So many older people can tell you how they wish they had known then what they know now. And the reason they say that is probably not the reason you say. Okay? The reason they say that is because they know that if they had just followed their dreams from the get-go, they would have gotten a lot farther and been a lot happier and a lot richer, okay, and been in a better relationship perhaps and had better health if they had pursued their original objective. Okay? It's not so much about getting over it, okay? People with a getting over it mentality usually get slurred, okay? It's just that simple, all right? I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up. It's just kind of like the law of the universe. Okay? Because that whole idea of getting over simply means that you're trying to hurt other people in order to make yourself look good. Okay? Whether you do it verbally or physically, or outwardly or inwardly, the thing is, it never lasts. Okay? The only way you're going to be celebrated in life for your accomplishment is when you lend something of value to your community. Okay? This is very simple. To your household, to your job, to the work, okay? To the city, to the state, you know, to the country, to the world. When you start lending something of value, then you will be celebrated and well compensated. It's just that simple. We throw money at people who solve a problem for us. Please come fix this for me. Please do this for me because I don't know how. Do this for me because I don't want to or I don't have time to do it myself. Okay? Think about it. Okay? Please make another record so me and my girl can listen to it then. I can reap the benefits of that love. Please make another movie. Please tell another joke. Please take another song. Paint another picture. Build another car. Okay? Write another book. We beg people to bring forth their talent, their skills, their abilities. We look forward to the blessings that they shine upon us. And in turn, we compensate them greatly. Do it again, do it again, do it again. This is how you make a celebrity. This is how you build a millionaire life. Not by hiding, not by standing back, not by being afraid, but by following and pursuing your objective, your assignment from God, your purpose, putting together that plan of action and taking action. And too many times we write our goals and we put it in a drawer. And we come back 5 years later and look at it and see if we could check anything off the list. Well, you knew before you opened that drawer that you didn't do what you said you were going to do. That you already had failed to accomplish it because you were doing something else. And we've all got an excuse. And I tell you what helped me to break that habit. Somebody told me that there was going to be judgment day after I died. And I started thinking about that. And I'm like, Okay, Judgment Day, and I get to the gates of heaven, and what am I going to tell them I did? Oh, I was busy helping this one, or I forgot to do this, or I didn't want to defy my parents, or I didn't want to take this risk. So instead, I just took that menial job that I hated every day of my life. Look, you know, I was 70, 80 years, and never did what I was sent to the planet to do. I got a good imagination, okay? I thought about that, and that stopped me from failing to act, okay? Because I just can't even imagine trying to explain my way out of failing to live my purpose, failing to live my assignment in God, failing to not give of my skills, my talents, my ability right now, in every way that I can, to be of value to my community, to the city, to my family, to the world. That is my obligation. As a matter of fact, not only is it my obligation, but it's also my legacy. Okay? You made the image and likeness of God. You were put here to create, to continue that creation, start developing that plan. Okay? Set it up. And breathe life into it. Tomorrow we'll be talking about taking action. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.
Yeah.